Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Arise and Shine Global Ministries. My name is Daryl Hikes, and I will be your host for the next 14 minutes and 37 seconds. So I guess we should pray and just get right into this thing. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity of being able to minister your word. I thank you that your word, as it goes out, that it falls upon hearts that are willing to hear what you would have to say. And I thank you that it's none of me, it's all of you, and that people get blessed, that they are empowered to prosper as a result of the word that's delivered today. And for that, we give you thanks. It's in the wonderful, mighty, majestic, awesome, just great name of Jesus that we pray. And if you agree with that prayer, then just say amen. Hey, today's kind of different. We're going to talk about faith, authenticity. But I want to read something before I get into it. Well, this is a part of the message. So there's this gentleman, I think his name is, I'll share that in just a sec. But he wrote this excellent, it's not an article, it's like a footnote on a particular scripture. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, he wrote a footnote on it. His initials are GB, which I think is Gilbert. I'll find out here in just a minute. But he answered the question, do we really believe what we've been saying? What do you mean by that, Daryl? Well, somebody may say something funny, and a person may respond, "That tickled me to death." Well, you know, you said it, but did you get the actual results of what you said? Because your words are life and death, blessing and cursing, you know. What God said in Deuteronomy, he said, I place before you life and death, a blessing and cursings, and then he gives you a hint. He says, hey, choose life. And then there's another, I know it's in the Bible where it says that, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, which means if you're mindful of what you're saying, you'll get the results, but there are other factors involved. You can't just, people want this thing like, you know, God's not a magic lamp, or you know, or a genie in a bottle, or something. You know, that doesn't work like that, because it took me years and years and years of confessing. Well, I'll give you an example. I may walk into a room, and I accidentally bump my toe on the coffee table, something like that. Well, before I understood the power of words, and I'm still learning, you know, I don't have it all figured out, but before I learned it, I had to realize something. Wait a minute, D. Well, no. Okay, once I did get an understanding, because you have to have revelation knowledge of what's going on when it comes to the things of God, I bumped my toe on a coffee table, and normally I would just, in times past, I would just grab my toe and, oh, it would hurt. And then, you know, maybe even to the point of going to the doctor. Just depends on the severity of it. Well, one day I started thinking about something. I said, wait a minute. I do not want my toe to hurt. So I just said, you know what? I command the pain to go. Now, back then, the pain still stuck around, but it was a little bit less. So then, and I still attended to my toe, you know, if I need to put a Band-Aid or if I need to, you know, put a splint on or whatever, I still would attend to it. But I started noticing over the years, I was literally graduating. I was going from faith to faith, because now I'm at a point to where if something happens, a headache tries to show up, I don't receive that. What do you mean don't receive it? Okay, sickness and disease, it's like a package. They deliver it. But you literally have to sign for it. Now, this is a great segue into what I'm about to read, so you'll get a better understanding where you're not denying that which is, you know, or trying to ignore that which is, or trying to call those things that be as though they are not. You know, my Dr. Dollar, he tells this awesome, this excellent story about how this lady, they were in a restaurant one day and they saw this lady and said, "Hey, how's your arm?" She said, "Oh," and somehow throughout the conversation, she said, "You know, it's not broke." And so I guess he and Pastor Taffy kind of looked at each other like, that arm looked broke to me. You know, it's in a cast. No, my arm's not broke. See, now you're calling those things that are as though they are not. And that's not what the Bible says. So let me read this. Pretending versus believing. The power and promise of God's word. Now, biblical faith involves a balanced perspective, believing God's word in the face of one's circumstances, while not ignoring circumstances or pretending no problems exist. It's kind of like, you know, I got the money to make my house payment. No, you don't have it. You. When they showed up to put you out, I got the money. It's okay to believe that the money will show up. But at the present, current time, if you do not have the money, you're not speaking a negative confession if you say, "Well, I don't have it." You know, that's not a negative confession. That is the reality of where you are right then. And we live in a real, natural, physical world. It's like trying to go to the bank and say, "Well, and trying to withdraw $5 million out of your account." And your account has never had $5 million in it. So I'm going to withdraw $5 million. I'm going to write a check for $5 million and give it to the church, you know, in the offering. Don't do that. That's not a faith check. That's an illegal action that can get you, you know, well, okay, let me finish reading. So, we're not pretending no problems exist. Faith recognizes the problem, then presents it to God, acknowledging Him in the face of that problem, and declaring His truth and promise as the greater word on the subject. That's the key. We want the greater word on the subject concerning the situation, circumstances, whatever's going on. What's the greater word? It's going to be the word of God. So that we're not pretending, we're not trying to, you know, I've heard terms like fake it till you make it. And see, I understand what that means. You just keep speaking the promise. You just keep speaking the promise. Well, you know, they're laying off everybody. Well, they're not going to lay me off. See, I can do that. In that area, I can say that. Wait, okay, they're not going to lay me off, and you get laid off. That doesn't mean you made a negative confession or you tried to deny a reality. This is how I look at it. God got a better job for me over here. Or he wants me to start my own job. Or excuse me, my own business. So it's not a negative confession. Now, you have to rightly divide the word. You have to understand what's applicable, when and where and how. All that's important. And that comes through relationship. Because God will tell you, okay, don't do that. Don't say that. Say this. Do that. Be quiet. Okay, now talk. See, there's a time to talk and there's a time to be quiet. There's a time to cry. There's a time to laugh. There's a time for, you know, war. There's a time for peace. There's a time to speak up. There's a time to just lay back in the cut. Okay, let me finish reading. Now, Abraham is used here in this particular Romans chapter 4, verse 17, is used here as an example. See, he did not deny his or Sarah's natural condition, but rather believed God's ability to change circumstances by calling those things that did not exist as though they did. Now, notice, this particular verse does not say that God calls things that are as though they do not exist, but rather that God calls those things that do not exist as though they are, as though they do exist. Thus, we see the authentic, and that's what we're talking about, the authentic faith. Thus we see that authentic faith does not deny the obstacle at hand, but declares that God is greater than the obstacle. Faith does not deny that a sickness is in the body, but declares Jesus' ability to heal the body, which by his stripes we're already healed. He healed us 2,000 years ago. But declares Jesus's ability to heal the body. Faith does not deny financial need, but acknowledges Jesus's ability to meet our needs. See, faith doesn't deny stuff. As the scripture says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's why you have to keep confessing. You have to keep saying it. You have to keep speaking it. You know, if it took you 2 years to get into $200,000 worth of debt, it might take some time for you to get out. But we see, we do not. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, in there, I believe it's verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world. Well, why am I bringing that up? Because we have a susceptibility of being in what's called a microwave generation, where we want it all right now. Some things take hard work. I'm coming up on my 50th birth date anniversary, which means March the 29th, I'll be 50 years young. See how my confession? See what I'm saying? 50 years young instead of 50 years old. Now, if someone calls themselves old, does that mean that you're not getting older? I'm getting better. And I'm young. Compare me to Methuselah, who lived to be 969 years old. Sounds to me like I'm really, really young. So I'm coming up, and it's taken almost 50 years for me to finally understand some things. There are some things that are going to come to pass in my life that I know without a shadow of a doubt, because I'm seeing signs and wonders and miracles and just things that are happening. But some things that, you know, they take time. There are some things God has promised you that are for your generations to come that you may not see in your lifetime. But you keep speaking it. Speak those things over your children that you want to see in their lives versus what they may be currently doing. Well, you're just dumb. You're just stupid. Well, when they make decisions according to what you've been saying, don't be surprised. Do not be surprised, because your words have power, they have authority, and they shape your world, whatever you've been saying. So I would encourage you, I would encourage everyone, and I had to do this, faith's authenticity is not denying what is. It is speaking the promises of God that would change and rearrange those situations and circumstances to line up with God's will and God's word for your life. That's how it works. But if you're not born again, though, that's really not going to, it's going to be kind of hard to know God and understand his promises if you haven't even become a part of the family. So, with that being said, if you have a desire to be a part of God's family, then repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I realize I was born into sin. Well, today, I no longer want to live the life of a sinner. I want your will for my life. I believe Jesus died so that I could become a part of your family. Well, I give up my life, and I accept the life that you have for me. And because I believe what I'm saying, and I've spoken it out of my mouth, I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. When I leave this planet, I'm going to heaven. It's in Jesus' name.